Men's Health Week every week, not just commemorating or celebrating on this particular week, but it is significant insofar as it just takes, it's a time to take stock and just recognise that, older men need to look after themselves. Life expectancy is certainly, it's about 84 years compared to women, 78. So women are doing it a much better job of looking after themselves. And I guess what we want to do is even up the tally, as it were,
yeah.
And have them enjoying life. And your callers, in terms of remembering events, there was a common theme there that many couldn't remember a number of things. So, let's try and sort of going forward, let's try and help out in terms of making sure that people remember things going
forward. We certainly want our men to live as long as possible and all the great men in our lives. And elderly is a term that I actually heard for the first time today. I don't know if this is a term that comes up often in your line of work, Chris.
Yes.
But how does one make sure that they go into life elderly?
Well, might sound a little silly, but you'd be surprised the number of men that either avoid or cancel GP appointments. And I guess whether it's through just simply dragging their feet, embarrassment, nervousness, or whether it's a perception around masculinity, who knows? But, we need to get more older men actually making sure that they go to the GP on a regular basis and for preventative reasons, not just, hey, look, I've got a problem I need to fix. They need to have those conversations much earlier in the piece because it's incredibly important in terms of diagnosis and then treatment.
What I found with a lot of the men that I love dearly in my life is there'll be something sort of wrong. You know, something that's a bit not healing or a bit sore or a bit of a, you know, sickness and it'll be right. It'll be right. And it just takes the longest time. And there you have me nagging. Mm. You need to go to the doctor. So what is that hesitant or the feeling maybe like the it'll be right feeling?
Whether it's a generation of stoicism, whether that's the thing, but, it's okay to have those conversations. And I guess that's where organisations, even like the Men's Shed, where they've sort of proven to create a successful formula in terms of that shoulder-to-shoulder conversation that men can be, that sort of, looking into someone's gaze and sort of expressing challenges they might have, find a little difficult. But certainly Men's Shed have sort of cracked onto a formula there where people become much more open in terms of talking about issues and things that they need to medically need to address in that sort of environment. So, they're doing some great work, the Men's Shed organisations.
Yeah. That shoulder-to-shoulder concept, because as a woman, we're big on the eye contact,
yes.
big on the physical contact, no problems at all. But it was a game-changer learning that shoulder-to-shoulder thing, raising a teenage boy.
Yes.
And so we get in the car, shoulder-to-shoulder, and suddenly he's talking. Or the same with dad, in the car, suddenly the talking. And what's that about? What is it about shoulder to shoulder?
Well, and I guess in the car, it's a great environment because they're captives as well.
That's right.
They want to talk about your prostate. They want to get somewhere and it's a means to an end. so it's, I guess it's helpful and the wonders of central locking in cars as well.
Yes.
They automatically lock the doors. so technology has, sometimes can create some good benefits and that's certainly one.
Yeah. And going for walks as well, that's a wonderful way to do the shoulder to shoulder and you get a bit
yes.
of physical activity as well.
Yeah, and I guess something that we seek to promote, and that is that at every opportunity volunteering. I only came from Perth last evening. I spent some time over there with the Australian Senior of the Year, Ollie Pickett, and a wonderful man and a wonderful organisation. He represents an organisation called Wheelchairs for Kids. And the average age of volunteers that they have, in any day, they'll have 50 volunteers, average age of 74 years.
Yeah.
And they're making wheelchairs, and these are going across. They make thousands of them every year, and they send them across the world. They go to the Pacific. There's a shipment going to Gaza at the moment, where, regrettably, the number of kids that have lost limbs over there. And the wheelchairs are providing support. So this is, I guess my point is that it's an environment where people are getting healthy, They're contributing to the community. It's helping their mental health and their physical health because they're, you know, they're actually getting in every day. They're getting out of bed nice and early. They're mixing with their peers, and this is where they can have those conversations about things. But importantly, the volunteering they're doing is just making such a difference to the community. It's really good.
You're hearing here from Chris Grice, who is CEO of National Seniors Australia, who happens to be in Adelaide today. And it is International Men's Health Week, so I thought it's a good time to get Chris in to have a little chat about that. Funny you're talking about the valuable role of volunteers, and particularly a cohort of people who have incredible skills.
Yes.
And I was at the Adelaide Zoo seeing the pandas, and the pandas have these swings that have to be robust and ergonomic and strong enough and engineered to hold pandas swinging on them and climbing all over them. And most of those enrichment swings and things that they play on and climb and pull apart are made by volunteers who Yes. come from a background of a lot of fellas and women as well, but come from a big background of creating and engineering and so on. So
yes.
there's all kinds of ways that you can keep those skills up to speed after you retire and play an enormously valuable contribution to the community.
And Joe, there's a particular, slogan, I suppose you call it, that we use, and that is experience matters. And I guess that our organisation is very much about promoting the contribution that older Australians can continue to make, whether it's volunteering or mentoring, supporting younger people. It's incredibly important. Mm. And sometimes that experience, I mean, you can look up things on the internet and, you know, look at YouTube videos, but there's no substitute for, you know, hands-on experience and that sharing of information and that wisdom. And at every opportunity, we certainly seek to enhance and promote the value of older workers. And we know that in particular, there's a lot of mature age folk that are still wanting to work. Sometimes that, you know, like it or not, we're getting better, but ageism still exists. Mm. And so it's very important that at every opportunity, because it all links into men's health and purpose and self-worth and what have you. And so sometimes people are defined by their work. And from our perspective, that work could be paid work or that work could be volunteer work. Mm. But I guess that, you know, having a purpose and going to a men's shed or going to like the wheelchairs for kids or even going to something volunteering at like a National Seniors branch in Adelaide is incredibly important.
Yeah.
It's, stay connected, stay part of your community. Because we value you and we want you to live as long as you can.
Yeah, and go to the doctor.
And go to the doctor.
For goodness sake.
Yes.
Go to the doctor.
And remember things.
Especially if it's not healing or if it's still sore. Please go to the doctor. Yes. Good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for coming in
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For your time.
Chris Grice, CEO of National Seniors Australia. It's 7 minutes away from your next